water.
Alright, but it's discharging maybe some liquid.
Hang on.
Yes, sir, on any part of your body, a sore of kind that's discharging something, had a hard lump in it. What would you call that?
That has a...
Right?
I wouldn't say it's a wart, I'd say it's maybe a cancer.
How about a boil?
A boil.
Okay. A bee stung me in my hand.
Swore.
It's still pretty badly.
Yeah, swore.
Alright. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
The liquid?
That forms under a blister. When you get a blister, if you pick
I just said, stick my knife or pin in it and let the water out.
Okay.
And it soon dried out. Okay.
Somebody got shot or stabbed and you say you got a doctor to look at the...
He got a what?
He got shot or stabbed. You say I better get a doctor to look at that. When a wound doesn't heal clean and there's a white granular surface that forms around the edge, sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. What do you call that?
Now, I don't know that word. Would it be sterilized?
Okay, I wonder what you call the wound, that kind of wound that won't heal.
And you have call it cancer.
Do you know the term fried flesh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what I'm describing?
It's not fully described in that proud flesh is a wound that won't heal, and it stays raw, irritated all the time until you break out and burn it out.
Okay. if you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
We use it for to avoid infection.
Yes.
Well, we old times use turpentine. That's what we used to use.
Okay, this is a little small bottle of brown liquid and it stains.
Yeah, that is the... I don't know what you use now. All that old stuff, I don't use much. I don't know what they use now.
Macrylicone.
No, it wouldn't be macrylicone.
Or methylate or iodine.
Methylate.
Okay.
Something like that. All that new stuff. We just put them cutting down on it.
This used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria.
A tonic?
For malaria. You take this to get rid of malaria. Or to treat malaria.
I wouldn't know nothing but whiskey.
quinine?
Yeah. Rhubarb and quinine is what the old doctors used to use for malaria.
There's rhubarb around here.